dad ended up being captured by the Germans. And so they were, dad, so when Germany came in, he was sort of already conscripted into the Latvian army. They got captured right away. So he was a prisoner of war very quickly and ended up being sort of, Germany was sort of the friendly nation as opposed to the Russian. They were really, really afraid of the Russians. So they became sort of displaced people in a German, first of all, they were conscripted into the German army. When they were captured, he started fighting for the Germans. And that's why I think he never spoke about it, because, you know, for most of his life, they were looking for German war criminals, basically, and persecuting them, right? And I know he had a tattoo, because as soon as they were captured, all of the Latvian soldiers had a German tattoo put on, and he would never wear a sleeveless shirt all his life. And I don't know why it didn't get removed, but I guess there'd be a scar there, and then people would wonder where that came from. Or very, very, very paranoid about all of the past. And so he really didn't want anybody to know about where he was and what he had done and what happened. And I think in his mind, it was something you didn't want to remember anyway, and the less people knew, the better. So he just never talked about it. And I always thought maybe he'd killed somebody, but at the end, as it turned out, he actually said, he told me one day that he was very lucky because he could drive big trucks for some reason. He had learned he had a driver's license to drive a truck. They put him into driving the big transport trucks. So he had a gun, but he never had to use it. And yet I always thought he was so afraid because he'd killed people, right? That he'd actually been a soldier shooting. But no, he was just driving a truck. Still, so paranoid.